Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Belle.
Yes. Today's Do Not Fear scripture comes straight out of Acts chapter 18, verse 9. Acts 18, verse 9 says, "One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent."
Great scripture. On today's call, we're going to discuss God's economic forecast. Do you want to get really depressed? Would you like to be continually discouraged? Are you learning for a life filled with financial disappointment? Then all you have to do is listen to television news or read the news on the net or in the papers. When I think about the media in this country and their forecast.
That's it. It's financial forecast of doom, despair.
Yeah. When I think about it, you're exactly right. I'm reminded of the chorus from the old Hee-Haw television show. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Whoa! Deep, dark depression and excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony.
And that's exactly the way the world likes to bring it out.
So if you're going through some tough times, the last thing you need is some TV pundit telling you how bad things are while unwittingly robbing you of all hope. Truthfully, Christians should know better than to listen to this drivel. I'm reminded of another song with a far more positive and upbeat and, yes, scriptural message.
Right about the same time.
That song goes, "Whose report are you going to believe?
We shall believe the report of the Lord.
Whose report shall you believe? Hallelujah.
You know why? Because he bases it on truth instead of just facts that come and go.
Absolutely.
And it came to pass, right?
Yep. Here's an indisputable fact. If you focus on gloom and doom, then you're going to live with the fear produced by gloom and doom. But child of God, in the midst of all the D words, depression, despair, disappointment, discouragement, defeat, disaster, and death, you need to remember that when you looked out your window this morning, if you didn't see God's throne falling from heaven, then you know he's still on it and everything's going to be all right. Throughout American history, there have been some devastating swings, another D word in our economy, oftentimes spreading fear to people willing to listen and fear. Now, don't get us wrong. We're not saying that things aren't tough right now, because they are. The world system of money is fragile, elusive, and can be stolen at a moment's notice. Income may dwindle, stocks plummet, and possessions may be lost. But let us tell you that this attack isn't coming from flesh and blood. It's from principalities and powers, rulers of spiritual darkness, and wickedness in high places. John 10:10, New King James. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that I might have life and might have it more abundantly.
So truthfully, is it door number one or door number two? I'm going to take the Lord's door. And you know, prayer changes things. Putting the principles of God changes things.
Yes, it does.
When we put them into action and we need to get before the Lord. And there are just a lot of people, too many really, unwittingly assisting the thief by unwise decisions, probably unwise purchases. You know, if we're spending more than we're making, then there's going to be some self-imposed agony. But that can stop. And even if you've made mistakes and go, "Wow, I learned from them. I'm never going to do that again." God is a merciful God and will help you. So when the financial storm clouds that may come in and darken your horizon, you feel like a threatened of a bolt of lightning coming in too close at any point. You've got to take shelter in the Lord God's word and only listen and look at his economic plan and forecast. For he's the only one who's going to know what the future holds for sure. and he's the only economic forecaster who cares about you having an abundant life. You know, God always tells his children the truth. He keeps his word. He's not moved by what politicians or news media or special interest group says. He doesn't worry. He doesn't go wake up in the morning and check the Nielsen TV ratings. He just wants what's best for you. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when God talks, we better be listening.
Yes.
And doing what it is that he is directing us to do. God has always supplied for his people, even at times when they doubted or didn't think that they were so smart. And maybe they weren't so smart. But you know, you have to read the account of the children of Israel traveling through the wilderness to understand the lengths to which God went to prove his love for his children.
Hallelujah. In 1 Kings chapter 8, we read where in one day God enabled Elijah to defeat and destroy the 450 prophets of Baal, pray rain into a drought-stricken land, and outrun King Ahab's chariots for a distance of 20 miles. Despite all the blessings and victories, despite how many times Elijah had seen God move supernaturally in his behalf, he took off running because he had just one bad report from a crazy queen. Elijah ended up in a place where there was seemingly no provision and no apparent way to get any. But God supplied Elijah in a miraculous way by sending ravens, a most unlikely bird, to bring food. When Elijah looked at with his natural eyes, he couldn't see how provision was possible. But God opened supernatural ways to take care, hallelujah, to take care of his people. What a blessing.
That's right.
What a blessing. When Elijah looked with natural eyes, he couldn't see the provision was possible. But when God opened those supernatural eyes, he took care of his needs. He only required Elijah to remain faithful to the journey that he was on and not get worried or off course.
There you go. You know, our Heavenly Father has proven that he is no respecter of persons. Like it says in Acts 10:34, what he has done for anybody, he would love to do for you. God delivered Elijah from people, yes, even those in position of authority who wanted to take his life. And it may seem that some of your creditors have that same predatory instincts, but God is on your side. One scripture we love to quote, one of my favorites, out of Romans 8:31, it says, if God is for you, who can be against you?
Hallelujah.
Who can be your foe if God is on your side? If he did not withhold Jesus, but gave him up for us, will he not with him also give us every good thing? So it doesn't matter what's reported on the nightly news tonight. It doesn't matter what your neighbor or your family member says. It only matters what the Lord God says. And truly, we could give you dozens, I mean dozens, possibly hundreds of scriptures. But let us share this one. Psalm 84:11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. This is great to personalize. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from Bruce and Debbie who walk uprightly. You know, put your name in it. Put your name in it. Don't let it pass by. I wish we could say tons. But God wants you to believe his economic forecast. Yes, because you know what? It was written years and ages ago. He's not a man that he should lie. He doesn't want you to look over your shoulder in fear of economic or financial ruin. God is not worried about the gloomy financial forecast. In fact, he delights in showing himself mighty on your behalf. As it says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, read it for yourself, 2 Chronicles 16:9. He will even take care of your enemies. Jeremiah 15:11 says, "The Lord replied, I will take care of you, Jeremiah. Your enemies will ask you to plead on their behalf in times of trouble and distress." When we seek God's help, then we can personalize Jeremiah 15:11, just like the Lord did and called Jeremiah's name. The Lord replied,
"I will take care of Clay. Your enemies ask you to plead on their behalf in times of trouble and distress." My brother Harold, I don't have any enemies. Yes, you do. Debt is an enemy. Sickness is an enemy. Depression is an enemy. Lack of income is an enemy. A rebellious child is an enemy. We could go on and on, but here's the bottom line. Anything or anyone that keeps you from fulfilling your divine destiny,
yes,
is an enemy. You may be under attack at the moment, but you got to know that God is going to show himself mighty on your behalf. There is going to be an all-star performance.
Be sure to put your name in scripture.
Hallelujah.
And claim it.
Like 140, Luke 1:45. "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of these things which were told to her from the Lord." We love that. It's one of my mama's favorite scriptures.
That's right.
Our Heavenly Father delights in demonstrating his miraculous power to provide when all the world's empty promises fail. His supply is backed by his promises, and it's his delight to take care of those like Elijah who remain steadfast and unmoved. What do you believe about your economic future? And more importantly, who do you believe?
That's right. Whom do you believe? One last one. We're going to quote Job 1:10. Job 1:10, Classic Amplified, says, "Have you not put a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You've conferred prosperity and happiness upon him in the work of his hands, and the possessions have increased in the land." You know, the enemy was after Job. And the Lord, but he had to go through the Lord to get permission to even touch him. And then the Lord, because of his faithfulness, sometimes we have to hang on like a bulldog. His faithfulness, he blessed him beyond measure.
Absolutely.
So we have an economic hedge of protection. You know, he has one around everybody who's hearing our voices today.
Amen.
We sometimes have to show our faithfulness, but never fear.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.